watches the bitter chase of the blarney out of hell. There was a life to waste, and the witches did it well. Here, as I sit on a cold and empty throne, the thanes, most men, all have fled. I am alone. Such is the bitter case.
Which one am I to fear, or none?
What is thy name?
Thou wilt be afraid to hear it.
No, though thou callst thyself a hotter name than any is in hell.
My name's Macbeth.
The devil himself could not pronounce a title more hateful to mine ear.
No. Nor more fearful.
There lies the poor tyrant. With my sword, I'll prove the lie thou speakst.
Thou wast born a woman. But swords I smile at, weapons laugh to scorn, brandished by man, that's of woman born. Why should I play the Roman fool and die on mine own sword while I see lives, the gashes do batter upon them?
Turn, hellhound! Turn!
Macduff! Of all men else I have avoided thee, but get thee back. My soul is too much charged with blood of thine already.
I have no words. My voice is in my sword. Thou bloody of Elaine, that terms can give thee out.
Thou losest, labored. As easy mayst thou the entrenchant air with thy keen sword impress, as make me bleed. Let fall thy blight on vulnerable crests. I bear a charmed life, which must not yield to one of woman born.
Despair thy charm, and let the angel whom thou still assert Macduff was from his mother's womb. Untimely.
Accursed be the tongue that tells me so, for it hath cowed my better part of man. And be these juggling fiends no more believed, that palter with us in a double sense, that keep the word of promise to our ear, and break it to our hope. I'll not fight with thee.
Then yield thee, coward.
I will not yield to kiss the ground before your feet, and to be bited with the rabble's curse. Though thou opposed being of no woman born, yet I will try the last. Before my body, I throw my warlike shield. Lay on, Macduff, and damned be him that first cries, hold enough! My fate may have turned to black, but at least I'll die with harness on my back!